Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 452.
On Now You Know. So drone pilot Joe Tegmeyer posted that Giga Texas is installing more megapacks, and he's spotted more autonomous Model Ys and Cybertrucks driving themselves out of the factory to the outbound lot.
That's cool. Hey, what's that?
What's what? The crane lifting the megapack?
No, the 400K spelled out in new Model Ys?
Oh yeah, Giga Texas just produced their 400,000th Model Y. Woohoo!
Woohoo! Didn't Giga Berlin recently produce their 400,000th Model Y?
Yeah, that happened at the end of September last year.
But didn't Giga Texas go online before Giga Berlin?
Yeah, Giga Texas produced their first production cars at the end of 2021, and Giga Berlin delivered their first cars a few months later in March of 2022. But
everyone I know has a big but.
Giga Berlin only makes Model Ys, whereas Giga Texas makes both the Model Y and the Cybertruck. So maybe that's what slowed them down a little bit. Tesla superchargers in Lacey, Washington were bombed on Monday night. On Tuesday, PNW Tesla posted, Lacey supercharger is going to be offline for a while. Update, it was a bombing. FBI is here. We own the property adjacent and are looking through cameras.
Tesla Charging posted, we're on site with Lacey police and FBI reviewing camera footage, also coordinating with PSE Talk to get the superchargers back online ASAP. Don't mess with critical infrastructure.
Wow, I hope they catch these folks. I don't know anything about the cameras, but I gotta imagine they've caught something.
Yes, also it's the FBI, and also it's not as easy to build a bomb as you might think without the FBI catching on.
So thanks to Babbel for sponsoring this episode.
Babbel is one of the top language learning apps in the world.
I've used Babbel for years. It's like having a tutor in my pocket. I like practicing conversations to sharpen my pronunciation. Stefano sta andando a casa di sua madre oggi. Si aspetta di fare un pasto abbondante quando arriverà lì.
The award-winning app uses the Babbel method to help you speak confidently. You can complete quick lessons, practice conversations, listen to podcasts, and more.
And the Babbel podcasts are fun and interesting as experts reveal language secrets and give you an inside look at local culture.
The key to learning a language or building on one you already know is staying consistent.
Find lessons at your level on topics that you choose.
Babbel's lessons are easy to work into your busy life. Bite-sized, downloadable lessons to learn on the go only take 15 minutes on average.
Stay motivated with real-time feedback, progress trackers, and handy visualizations.
Start learning a new language today. Click our link below or scan the QR code to get up to 60% off.
Share what language you're working on in the comments below.
Thanks to Babbel for sponsoring this episode. Yesterday, X launched a partnership with the NBA portal.
As fans go into the postseason, they'll be able to get real-time scores, stats, highlights, and curated content from teams, players, sports media, and creators.
Users will be able to access the NBA portal via the General Explore page, Sports Explore page, and other verticals on X.
XAI hit a major snag yesterday at their Colossus facility in Memphis, Tennessee. The Shelby County Board of Commissioners voted 9-3 to delay granting a 5-year operating permit that XAI was seeking for its 19 gas turbine generators to power the facility starting on June 8th. The commissioners first want the Shelby County Health Department to hold a public hearing within 60 days before they decide on the permit.
So why isn't XAI using solar?
Well, those GPU clusters use a lot of power. They need 300 megawatts.
What about the roof of the building?
Well, Grok and I did some estimating because I thought the same thing. The roof is about 525,000 square feet, so that could fit about 6 megawatts of solar, which is awesome, but it's a far cry from the 300 megawatts they need. So unfortunately, at least for now, it looks like it's going to have to be gas turbine generators.
Takes a lot of power to run those clusters.
All right, let's check in on the Doge savings from the Doge.gov website.
$150 billion, and per taxpayer, that's $931.68.
Yep. Yeah, that's almost $4 billion a day in savings.
So remember back in October when Tesla held their We Robot event in LA and got sued?
Oh yeah, I remember that Alcon Entertainment filed a trademark and copyright lawsuit against Tesla for infringing on their Blade Runner 2049 movie for showing this slide in their presentation deck.
Well, U.S. District Judge George Wu ruled to dismiss Alcon's trademark claims, saying Tesla and Musk are looking to sell cars. Plaintiff is plainly not in that line of business. Judge Wu said that the Tesla event was only referencing the original Blade Runner movie, and he added that Tesla and Alcon are not competing with one another.
But it says here in the lawsuit that the plaintiff is requesting a jury trial. I wouldn't want to go through that voir dire.
What kind of car do you drive?
A Tesla, Your Honor.
You're dismissed.
The judge's ruling does allow the case to proceed, though, but only the copyright infringement part, with Alcon seeking an injunction and damages for the unauthorized use of
their AI-generated image?
Yeah, I mean, that image isn't from the movie. It's just AI-generated, which is not copyright protectable. So my guess is they're not going to win. But I'm not a lawyer. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Steer-by-wire and rear-wheel steering make Cybertruck a joy to drive. So quick, so agile, so effortless, you have to schedule a test drive and try it for yourself. Yeah, so we're seeing like an ICE Toyota where you have to
palm the wheel.
And then we're seeing a Cybertruck.
It's really interesting. You can really turn the wheel so much faster in a Cybertruck. And unlike palming the wheel, you actually have control over the wheel the whole time.
Don't they have those things called suicide knobs?
They're illegal.
You better watch out, Tom.
Right. But I mean, that's because you had to turn the thing so many times.
Right. And they're illegal because when you get into a car accident, it's going to punch you in the heart.
All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. The National Aeronautic and Space Administration, or NASA, as we all know it, will hopefully have a new administrator soon, as the U.S. Senate held the nomination hearing yesterday for Jared Isaacman.
You may remember Jared as the commander of the Inspiration 4 mission to space back in September of 2021. That four-day mission aboard SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft was the first time private citizens, none of whom were professional astronauts, orbited Earth, higher than any human had since the Apollo program.
And then in September of 2024, Jared commanded the five-day Polaris Dawn mission to space, again, an all-private citizen crew, with the first spacewalk by non-government astronauts. They flew at an altitude of 870 miles, or 1,400 kilometers, higher in orbit than any human had traveled since Apollo 17 in 1972. Jared said during his nomination hearing, "I think it's imperative we do both. I think we can do the moon and Mars and beyond." And S.E. Robinson Jr. posted, "When you turn around and see your crew has got your back. Great job today, Jared." And then Haley, who was on the first mission, said, "Yes, we do. Proud of our commander and friend, Rook."
That's so nice.
That really is nice.
Yeah. I'm so excited for him to be NASA administrator.
I know.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Some more news. Starlink is now available in Jordan and Guyana.
And if you live in Italy and Australia, get this, Starlink is offering free Starlink standard kits with a 12-month subscription, €344 in Italy, $480 Australian dollars in Australia. Not the bad.
Mate.
Last year, the U.S. Space Systems Command announced that SpaceX would take over a ULA contract to launch the GPS-3 SV-7 satellite because ULA was taking too long.
SpaceX got it launched a year faster than ULA. SpaceX launched it on December 16th, 2024, instead of the schedule ULA had of late this year.
And then on Monday, Space Command did it again. They reassigned another satellite mission from ULA to SpaceX because ULA's launches are getting backlogged, and Space Force needs this GPS-3 SV-8 satellite into orbit ASAP.
Colonel Jim Horn, the leader of launch execution at Space System Command, said that SpaceX takes 3 months versus the typical 24 months that it takes ULA.
Elon posted Starship will hopefully depart from Mars at the end of next year with Optimus Explorer robots.
So Optimus may be the first thing to take a step on Mars.
It's true.
I mean, obviously we've sent robots before.
Right.
But they had wheels.
True.
It's very different when they have got a foot.
And Tesla has increased hiring for Optimus engineers. Over 80 job openings are now available on Tesla's career webpage.
So if you want a job making a robot,
they might go to Mars.
I know.
The Jeep brand has always stood for American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer. Cash incentives or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details. Jeep, there's only one.
Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Jeep brand vehicles for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/2025. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
You want to get the best razor on earth, you head over to hensonshaving.com. If you use our code, now you know, you'll get a box with 100 blades in it. They're double-sided, so that's 200 shaves for free.
So back in the 2024.32 over-the-air Tesla software update, Tesla disabled the 12-volt sockets and the USB ports when the vehicle was unoccupied because they're worried about battery drain.
But that's no fun if you're camping or sleeping in the back.
So Tesla has brought it back in 2025.8, according to Not a Tesla app.
You can go to controls, charging, and now you'll be able to power all your 12-volt and USB outlets, including high-power rear plugs, without activating climate control or disabling walk-away locking.
And just remember, these will shut off if the battery falls below 20%.
Which is good, because if you go camping and you fall asleep like a bear and you leave your fan blowing on you, you wouldn't want to wake up and find a completely dead battery.
That's a really good point.
At least allow you to kind of drive out of the campground, back to cell phone service, and probably to a charger. Let's be honest.
All right, it's time for sunspots. Tesla Energy posted, Powerwall owners in Texas on our dynamic plan made up to $4 per kilowatt hour during yesterday's price spike.
Wait, so if you had a house with a Powerwall, you could sell energy back to the grid for $4 a kilowatt hour?
That's over 10 times what anyone would have paid for it.
Like, the average price of electricity in the United States is like 18 cents a kilowatt hour.
Yep.
We're talking $4 a kilowatt hour, which you probably paid 18 cents or less. I mean, Texas, usually you're paying a lot less for that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a real moneymaker. Shake your moneymaker. Hey, and if you'd like to get some Powerwalls yourself, but you're like, but I'm not sure if I get tax credits or something, call our friends at EnergyPal. They know all the answers and they can help you go solar and battery for less. Link down below. Tell them Zach and Jesse sent you. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. So on Patreon this week, we've got bonus stories just for our patrons.
For just a buck a month. Also, our Investor Club bonus stories just for our Investor Club members.
So head on over to patreon.com/nowyouknow and support us.
Keep independent journalism strong and get all of these Patreon bonus stories.
Yeah, because we're going to be talking about the trade tariffs and other fun stuff. See you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's Tweets of the Week. And he was a little busy. Chuck Schumer said, make no mistake, what Elon Musk is doing at Social Security is cutting benefits. And Senate Republicans are standing with him. They blocked our amendments last week to protect Social Security from DOGE and reverse the Social Security layoffs and office closures.
Elon said the intern running Schumer's social media account is lying.
Elon went on to say those who financed the attacks against Tesla will go to prison.
Fafo time.
He then said, Ricardo is dangerously dumb.
And we're going to talk about this today on Patreon bonus stories. So come on and join us and support us for as little as a buck a month.
Elon said, by any definition whatsoever, Tesla is the most vertically integrated auto manufacturer in America with the highest percentage of U.S. content. And again, that'll make sense if you head on over to Patreon. And then Elon said, 100%, the Tesla factory, especially our next-gen Cybercab line, is the product. That, autonomy, and Optimus are what matter.
Interesting.
Steve Jurvetson, who used to be on the board at Tesla, was quoting Palmer Luckey, the CEO of Anduril, who said, your Tesla has better AI than any military aircraft.
And Elon said, accurate.
Yeah, this guy should know.
Remember when I was a kid and you had a computer game where you could play as a jet pilot?
Okay.
And you would shoot missiles at the enemy aircraft. Mm-hmm. You could watch the missiles and then they'd hit or they'd miss. Mm-hmm. Well, now I have a VR headset where I get to play a jet fighter.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting the same missiles at the... What? They're this... They have upgraded them, but they're the same basic missiles. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy that it's been 40 years and we've got the same missiles?
Now Tim Walz is accusing Elon Musk of not paying his taxes.
And Elon said Walz is great at truth evasion. And then he says Tim Walz is a liar.
And then this article about how Congress throttled indoor water flow and why we must liberate it.
And Elon said, make showers great again.
Elon went on to say Super Grok is free for students. And Arno, who works at XAI, said,
students get Super Grok from grok.com for free for 2 months when you sign up with an EDU email. Good luck with finals. Stay in school or apply to XAI. Whoa.
Yeah, you don't need a degree to work at XAI. You just need to be smart.
Wow. That's awesome.
And then OpenAI was attacking Elon this week, saying things like Elon's never been about the mission. He's always had his own agenda.
And Elon said Scam Altman is at it again. Do you hear about the that engineer who apparently took his own life? Yeah. He shot himself in the head twice, according to recent reports.
Who worked at OpenAI?
Yeah. You know, because... Shoot yourself in the head twice. That's an interesting
one. Let me ask Grok if that's possible.
Interesting.
Department of Government Efficiency posted an initial survey of unemployment insurance claims since 2020 revealed the following. And let's go down to this line. 9,700 people with birth dates over 15 years in the future claimed, Elon said.
Your tax dollars were going to pay fraudulent unemployment claims for fake people born in the future. This is so crazy that I had to read it several times before it sank in.
And then he went on to say the oldest living American is 114 years old. So it is safe to say that anyone 115 or older is collecting unemployment due to being dead. There was no sanity check for impossibly young or impossibly old people for unemployment insurance. Yep, I gotta pay this one. All right, send that check out.
But, you know, you gotta plan ahead when you're having kids. And maybe you just want to reserve one of those high-tier Social Security numbers.
High-tier.
You know.
Nice.
420 69 69 69.
Doge Designer says, have you made real-life friends on X?
And Elon said yes.
And then this post from Doge about how it takes the IRS 103 days to change a word on their website.
Oh, no, that was the estimated amount of time it would take. Doge went to them and said, hey, your login button is in a weird place. Why don't you make it like every other website?
Okay. It'll take 103 days.
And then when Doge sat over their shoulder, they were able to accomplish it in 71 minutes.
And Lives of TikTok said, just unreal. An IRS engineer said it would take 103 days to move one button. Doge stepped in and they were able to get it done in 71 minutes. And Elon said,
yeah. Anyway.
We have to have a committee meeting about this. Do you think, who says we should move it? Who knows how to move it? Nobody.
Rebecca Mistrengen said, USA issues updated travel advice. El Salvador is now considered safer to visit than Sweden.
And Elon says,
wow.
All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
Albert got a shot of a mega pack being installed in Ripon, California.
Yuri got these shots of Cybertrucks.
Jason spotted these bright drop FedEx delivery trucks.
Nice. Eric just picked up his new Model Y refresh. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
That's awesome.
And Mateo is the winner of the most Solteras in one photo contest. That is six, count them, six that he spotted in Portugal.
Do they have a factory there?
No, but there's six of them in one picture. I think that's about half.
Did Subaru just move all their Solteras to Portugal?
I don't know. Mateo, congratulations. Your trophy's in the mail.
Maybe they're having a meetup. All right, it's time for Supercharger reviews. This is where you guys go out and review the Superchargers.
Hello, Zach, and hello, Jesse.
Hi.
We're just outside of Jacksonville at a...
charging station.
Yep, a... Revel 3 charting station, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stalls.
They're a little crooked there, not like a little.
Yeah, they're actually pull-through stalls, which is kind of nice, actually, the pull-through stalls. We are on our way to a tournament in Georgia for Taekwondo, but in this plaza, actually, there's a Wendy's, a Lino's coffee, not sure what that is, a McDonald's, on the other side of McDonald's is a Wendy's. It's not a bad plaza. Doesn't seem to be super busy right now, but it's a Friday afternoon. But yeah, I don't know. What would you give this on a scale of 1 to 10?
Pretty good. It's got a lot of food places, too.
I don't know if I'll be too generous, though.
I'd go like a 7 out of 10.
Just give it a 7. I'd probably do it like a 5.5, you know, on honor of Jesse being a little bit more reserved of what's here. So like, if we average it out, then somewhere around a 6. 6 and a quarter. So 6 and a quarter out of 10, and... Now you know.
Thank you, Jesse. Bye.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. This is John here on special assignment in Central Florida. Down here with the family on vacation, visiting Mickey and his friends at the most magical place on Earth. Just off I-4 here. Great supercharger location. First time seeing V4s. Very impressive. Like them. Also, interestingly enough, there's some level 2 chargers here as well for... maybe for residents or locals to use to charge up. We also have a Starbucks and Raising Cane's here. So got some food options for you. And again, being right off I-4, so this is a great location. You can also see over my shoulder there, right there, that's SeaWorld. So not too far from SeaWorld as well. Charging up the rented Model 3 here before we turn it tomorrow and head back home. Great location, as you can see, well lit at night, very safe for anybody who wants to charge. Again, just great amenities and great location with everything around. So definitely give this one a 9 out of 10. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. Again, we got a map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and you can upload your own. You can also see what everyone else did. We have a map.
So send us all your stories, everybody. Send them to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Now you know.
Ram trucks have always powered American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer, cash incentives, or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details, because nothing stops America and nothing stops Ram. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Rams for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/25. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.